Saturday. And I'm like, how was the weather there?
Oh, much nice. Right, we're going to speak to you afterwards.
Huh?
You staying? Yeah, I'm staying. Oh, that's nice, mate. That's very good. Okay, everybody, say. This will be a quick resume of what we learnt last week. I'm going to get a picture, Moshe. Smile if you on the picture. Quick resume of what we learnt last week, hopefully, Mr. Sam. I asked me a lot of caches last week. I didn't get that. I hope to come back to all these caches. They're not forgotten. But let's just speak about last week. Oh, that was an interesting shayla about moving a cholam pot. There was a chiddush this thing over here. Yeah, we said a chiddush from the Mishnah Berurah. I said, "Love the chok Mishnah Berurah." I must tell you, right when I was up, the Mishnah Berurah says a chiddush. A person like this has got a pot with cholam inside. And I have to tell you the story. I was listening to that story. I thought I'm reading a Meister. It happened just about 2 weeks ago. It was a yeshiva where they were cooking cholent, of course, old story. And the person who was in charge there must have been a caterer, so he decides he's going to have another pot of cholent on for a big simple he's got Shabbos morning. Because there are two nice pots of cholent on cooking Friday night. One of the brochim decided he was hungry Friday night, he decided he's going to go into the cholent pot. So he lifted up the lid of the cholent pot, and he took himself a little bit of cholent, he said, oh, he said he could do with a bit more salt. Not very good. So he went to the salt place to get some more salt, a bag of salt, and he poured a bit into the cholent. But by mistake, he made a slip, and the whole bag of salt fell into the cholent. Nice, he tasted the cholent and unedible. All right, he left it. Anyway, the next morning, the caterer comes down, his muzzle, that pot was the one that was meant to be for the nice kiddush this morning. There's a shower, a big hefset actually, a very big loss. The caterer says, he says to the bottle, Bocha owned up. It's a mistake, you know. He owned up, and he said, Lemaise, look, it's very nice, you owned up. He said, but Lemaise, you called me a big loss. So he was to pay him to pay quite a substantial amount of money. Shower was, is he right? Okay, everybody, so think about that, it's a good trial. That's because it was a hezek, yeah, it's a good trial.
The hezek of the tune.
Yeah, yeah, talk about
that.
Can't pay more than $50 itself.
$100 where it was, I didn't pay that.
That's
not
the
whole challenge.
I'm not sure you're right, because... I'm not sure what you want to do, but if I say that you lost the value of the cholent, it's gone. And also, you're causing a big loss for myself. You're saying that's a grom. What are you saying? Yeah. To the embarrassment of everything. Could be. Okay, right. So anyway, the shayla of Mishnah Berurah's shayla is, Gavaldi the shayla of Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah is talking about a case where a person moves a cholent pot, and he takes the cholent pot off of one place to another, and then he puts it down and puts it on again. Is that a problem with the oil? He puts the lid back on the cholent.
No,
so Mishnah Berurah, where did you hear it? What?
You said lid,
so
not a problem.
Wow. To put the lid could be a problem of Asiya's oil. Obviously, we're talking about where there's a tefach gap between the top of the cholent and the lid. Otherwise, it's mummy's jam packed with cholent, and the lid goes over, there's no halal tefach, there's no problem at all. So we said last night, a chiddush of Shlomo Zalman. Shlomo Zalman says that if the lid, which is meyuchad, you can see it's designated to be a lid, it's got a handle on it, it's meant to be a lid.
For that pot?
What? No, so we said it means for any pot. It's meant to be a lid, it's meant to be oimer to go on top of a pot. There's no problem of asiyas oil. It's like, he says, as far as I remember, it's like opening a door of a building. It's oimer lekach, there was no problem. So the chayre, who are in this lid is okay. What we said was, it could be a problem.
So that lid has to fit especially into that
pot. All oimer for pots. The lids are oimer for pots. But it's not mummies that side.
You can't use a lid.
Oh, well, it's a lid which is meant to be a pot. That's okay.
Any pot.
A lid for a pot is designated to be on top of a pot.
No,
it's not. What's happened to you? Very good idea, very clever. So any lid of any pot is the chayra. If it's very small, it'll go right through the pot. So what we said last week, I was only last week, the chayra, what could be a problem? No. If a person takes a plate, for example, and he puts it over the cholent pot, or even more negay, it could be someone takes a piece of foil. Which lechayra I think is more problematic. The person's run out of something, he used a piece of foil. I said it must be cut, the foil, because to take a roll of foil is problematic. The foil was cut, the mice, that is the problem. Well, I saw one sefer, I think I said to you last week, Pais is the problem, as far as I can see. And one sefer says that it's all called miyuchad lekach. I find that a very big chiddush. But today I was looking at Oreka Shabbos, he also said, like he says this, that the silver foil is the problem, as far as I remember, actually. That's a use silver foil, but this is the problem.
Yeah.
Because as far as I remember, Oreka Shabbos, did I write it down? I don't know. Let me just have a quick look. Paper plate is the same thing, lechayra. Paper plate is the same thing. The other sefer was maker with foil, is maker with paper plate as well.
In this case, during the week, I was thinking of this case. Friday night, we make a coastal salad with a dish, which is a tepach, yeah?
Right, you've got a 10-hour gap between your food and the
thing. Half full, but salads are still half full.
It was good, it was so good.
I want to put it in the fridge, Friday night. Okay. I can't put a plate over it. Have you seen it?
Okay. Mm-hmm. According to one saver, everything is miyuchot for that. He's telling us the plates and all these things are miyuchot carried over. It's a problem, I would have thought.
So, can you just put apple in? There shouldn't be a teffer anymore.
You feel like we want to put something in it to make it not teffer. You want to put an apple inside there. Make sure no one looks in your fridge. I'll put you somewhere else, I think, and they see what's going on in your fridge. Right, let me just look for. I've got a quick look, otherwise, I'll look for it tomorrow. But as far as I remember, the Oak Shabbos said the soul thought also a problem. Well, the thing is, if it's in the fridge already and you didn't move it there, it was always in the fridge.
You did Friday night, you put it in the show for morning.
That's not the point. It's a chiddush, yeah. Let me just have a quick look here. Yeah, the chair, that's the problem. Okay, afterwards, let me just make a note out. I don't want to waste time, I'm going to have to look for it. Well, you can do. We said an eitzah. What was it? Someone said a good eitzah last week. Yeah, he's got a good eitzah. I must tell you, a lot of people are chotim in the Mishnah Berurah. I must tell you that as well. There are people chotim in the Mishnah Berurah on this point.
On this din.
There are people chotim in the Mishnah Berurah on this din. On this whole thing. Yeah, the whole thing about moving pots. Yeah, they hold no problem at all.
Moving pots, putting lids on.
Yeah, all lids. They hold all lids of butter. Yeah, all, not a whole hill of oil. I'm taking a lot of Mishnah Berurah. But this halacha of moving a pot over and putting a lid on it, they hold is no problem at all.
Putting a paper plate over a glass dish.
That holds no problem. That was no problem. Okay, but let's go to today's show. I haven't forgotten our boys about machitzas. I'm going to come back. A lot of you asked questions last week. I hope to come back to it. Want to move up. That's what I said. That's great. Yeah, it's great. Someone said this last week. I practiced it last week. It's great. That's the couple. Even by proper oil marriage, you can do it. Mr. Burr holds this problem.
Mr. Burr.
I can't always make it. Pisky Chewers brings down, some possible holds no problem at all. Pisky Chewers. Right, rabbis, let's move on to today. Now, you're going to say, what's it got to do with Hilchus Boina? What's plaiting hair got to do with Hilchus Boina? It's a good child, actually. You would never put the two together, actually. Really. But it's Aloch and Shukhnar, actually. In Shin Gimel, Siv Chavov. It says an interesting halacha over here. Also, declare Isha Sarah b'Shabbos. A woman mustn't, what's it called, to plait her hair. I think it's plaiting, yeah? Plaiting hair on with her hair on Shabbos. What's the problem? What is the problem with plaiting hair? What is it you're doing? So the Mishabura says over here, Midrabon. It's also Midrabon. Mishom de Domi le Binyan. This plaiting hair is similar to binyan. Because Hashem our apostle, the Gemara makes a drasha. By even Hashem and the kibbutz atzel, Hakadosh Baruch Hu built the rib from Adam. Melamed shekil Hakadosh Baruch Hu lechava v'yel Adam. He plaited. He made something to do with chava. She came b'krocha yom kohen l'kliyus abenizer. Kitzer, for some reason, it's called plaiting hair. It's got shakas for binyan, based on the apostle, the drasha, and therefore we're not allowed to plait. What is called plaiting? I must say that I'm going to go to home, so I don't know much about plaiting. I did ask around a bit. First of all, Shlomo Zalman says, I don't know if anyone can help me out here, but plaiting of Shlomo Zalman is to make three different rows of hair. If you make two strips of hair, and you take two strips of hair, and you bind it together, you plait it together, that's not the issa of plaiting. The issa of plaiting is only when you've got three strips. I don't know why there should be a chiluk. Yeah, I mean, you make a firm bond, obviously. You make a firm, you twine it together, and you make it together like that. That is the issa of, that's the issa of plaiting. What's Shaykh? You're creating a meaningful structure. You're making something nice, Lamaisi, yeah? That's why it's similar to binding different parts of together, and therefore it's awesome. Even though you would have thought it might be Oyrik this, well, if anyone would have asked me, L'chur, you would say it's Oyrik this more like anything else. Weaving, this is weaving. But they say that weaving can't be, I think, on the goof or something. Yeah, it looks like it, yeah. Because the apostle calls it by even Hashem. Okay, God's broken, it's important. The apostle, yeah, that's what it says. Okay, so that's number one. I don't know what it is exactly. Another one called, what's it called? A bun. Yeah. A hair bun. Anyone know what that is?
Tzama.
Yeah.
Tzama is a plait.
Someone's a plat. And what's a bun? I don't know what a bun is. They say also making a big bun or something there. Not a bun you eat from a bakery. A bun that you in your hair. I don't know what it is. You make, I don't know. They say that also could be similar to making this. I'm not sure. I'm not sure why it should be a problem. I don't know why it should be a problem. Yeah, I don't know why that should be a problem. Okay, the mice, that one has to check out. What about curling payers?
I love to hair from Shabbaton.
You come right, Moshe, you come rubbish at the right time. How do you know, Moshe? Yeah, very good. Can you curl pain? Okay, wonderful. So what's curling pears got to do with the binyan? What's the shaykhah of curling pears? So here it brings also the Lech Shabbos. And see if Tez Vol over here.
When they go to the mitzvah, they play with them.
What was she?
How can they play with their hair on Shabbos?
It's going to be Shabbos. That's
going
to be
a different class. It's got to be. I've got a wrong Maramok. I'm sorry here.
Only one here.
What?
Only one here.
Oh, they got a line of proper demonstration. So the mice are shining curling pears. The mice are very good. Can we come on camera? You can be on camera if you want. That's all right. But kids, he wants to know, is there a problem of curling pears over here? So I've got the Chashavas here, but it's Perik Yud Zayin, that's why, sorry. Perik Yud Zayin, see Tezvov. So Chashavas, that's the same we're following over here. He holds Tezvov. Also, the issue declares a sarah. First, we bring is our halacha. You mustn't plait hairs, and you mustn't undo. Obviously, ain the salsal sarahs b'shabbos mishum tomin lebinyan. Salsal is this curling, yeah, it's curling, making curls. So he has a problem. What's the problem? It looks like it's also very similar to the isor binyan. I'm very strong. Mishnayis he brings over here salsal. All included the same. I must say it's a chiddush to myself. Many poskim hold that if the actual tzura is already there, it's not what happens very often, yeah? If the whole is going to start from scratch. Now, I don't know what happens normally, but after you have a shower, you're going to make whatever, I would have thought it might make it wet, but the actual tzura is still there.
No, if you just leave it.
What do you mean, just leave it?
One dose is coming out, so it's in the tzura is here.
But how does it ever lose the tzura? How do you make it lose the tzura?
For years.
No, but how do you lose it? How would you lose the tzura? How would you make it straight? I'm saying they're not going to do that. So normally,
I'll do like this, yeah.
I think it should be on camera. I think it should.
Yeah. Just one, this, finish back.
Yes, I'm saying you say it's got its own surah.
When you do that, it's still come.
That's what I say. You don't have to swear.
You shouldn't do it from fresh. You shouldn't. That apostle say to start from fresh. I mean, Friday afternoon, he went to the barber. The barber had a nice cat. I'm not sure it was a nice cat. He trimmed everything. It looks nice and flat. And on Shabbos, he decides he wants to make his pay as curly. That lechur is much worse.
Fresh is a three-year-old boy, for example.
Yeah? All right. If you do, start to do it important on Shabbos.
You have to have the length of one to be able to do that.
Yeah, strongly got a leg. Someone's changed fashion. He was went to shul. He had his pears behind his ears on the Shabbos morning. He went to shul. He saw his chava with a nice curly pears. He thought it was lovely. He wants to copy it. That you shouldn't do.
Skin is the main problem.
Skin is the problem. That's it.
I love
playing
on Shabbos in shul. Once they went, I love playing skitter. How can you do it?
Yes, be careful. You must be careful not to squeeze it. You play with it without squeezing it. You must be careful not to squeeze it. And play with it carefully. Alright, what about the hair? What?
It's
the opposite ratio. I think it's the opposite ratio.
I
have
my hair as well.
What?
You plait it as well.
That is the opposite ratio. Why when you twine it together, is the opposite ratio going to come out? I don't think it is. When you pull hair, it's the opposite ratio. Combing is the opposite ratio. But why when you. I don't know how you do it, a plaiting. I think it's the opposite ratio the hair's coming.
You pull it straight, then you pull it out.
I don't know. Yeah, that's for combing. For combing, but he's talking about why is it not Samazor also to do? Because I don't know, it's a situation. The mice, the possum, also quite strict on this over here. The marshal, for example, spraying hair. What's it called? The hairspray on hair. Are you allowed to use hairspray on Shabbos?
Is this the Kumar use it? No.
Well, that's what we're talking about. That's what Mamish Moshe, that is Mamish the question. Are you allowed to use it on Shabbos, the hairspray? So he says that on Urcha Shabbos, he also is not so happy. I told him, also that is Trish spray, ala Saris. Now, one, there's two things over here. I'm not talking about Shaitan, I'm talking about natural hair. Do I talk about natural hair, yeah? Natural hair, here, I haven't got much to spray on. In the marshal, let's say a girl's got natural hair, and she wants to spray it to keep it nice and firm. That's what they want to do. So now he says, also asked to can initialize the serocas in order to keep it nice and firm. That's also a problem, he tied us, of similar to binyan, keeping it in the position. A shaitel hasn't got a problem with binyan, it's not chumel guf. But that could be a problem of oil, that could also be a problem. It could also be a problem of what you call it, and therefore one should, even a shaitel one should bring. Huh? There's not boina, there's no boina on something which is not chumel guf.
Spray
is oilic.
Is?
I think they call it oily. What's a pair nocher is a deal shoe? Well, let's say, have a look at 85.
He's asking about
it. Sorry, where is she?
Can you
look around
the side?
Yeah, it's a good question. Let's see. Seeing how I was here. Let's see where it says 58.
Are women allowed to do that?
We're going to look at how to spray. That's going to show him a zamish. Also, that's going to show him a boner. Ramosh says also on a shaitl as well. Doesn't say why. Oh, aim shem boina. After shem kosa mishem boina, a pair of knockers aim shem boina. We come back in that log of the door, the soys of your dime. Door is in the sky, and he says, Mr. Binyan Bekalim. The new shy, not Mammy's boina, it's Binyan Bekalim was the time. Shaitl not mechubal guf, it's not part of the guf. Ikka boina is only on guf, wasn't it? Now he's coming chiddish, it's called Binyan Bekalim. A shaitl called Binyan Bekalim, it's a chiddish also. Also chiddish.
Boina is to find another boina mechubal guf.
I don't know, I mean, that's a drosha, Kliasaris. It says when Adam Rishon was born, Chama came with Kliasaris, yeah? That's called by Yivin Hashem, it's a drosha on that, by Yivin Hashem, that's a drosha. Okay, the emesis is really another big sugya over here, which I don't know what we have to do now, but let's start with another interesting sugya. I don't know much about this. When you make cheese, a person wants to make cheese, what he does is he's got milk, and he takes the moshel, a beater, for example, he beats the milk. Has anyone ever made cheese here before?
Cheesecake,
you're your mission. Yeah, they say cheese. I don't know what happened with cheese. Is that what you do?
Your mission,
cheese. After what made it, they sell two cheesecake actually. I don't know why. Huh? That's also true. That's going to be a boiler. That's going to be a boiler. He's talking about beating it. I don't know what you do. I know with someone who works here. I have to ask them. I don't know what that would do. But here, I see the Loshley quote over here. It's of making cheese. A person beats the curds together and you make them into a lump of cheese. It then bonds together into a lump of cheese. What? You could also squeeze it. Different ways of making it. But you could do it. How are you doing? You're bonding the milk together to make it particles that bond together, make it the cheese. The more of ROM holds, the mice we take on this aloha, that's Osa, Issa, or Boina.
Are you
allowed to do it on Shabbos? If it's boiling, are you allowed to do it on Shabbos?
No.
Very good. So you can't beat the cheese on Shabbos. I'll ask you a boy's side.
What's in the freezer? It's an ice on Shabbos.
What's in the freezer?
We're not doing anything. You're not doing anything. You're not bonding anything. You're not doing anything. Here you're beating it together. You're making it into bond together. Different particles still bond together. But boy, side, can you answer me this question? You're allowed to eat cheese on Shabbos?
Yes.
Moshe, how can you eat cheese on Shabbos? If it's boiling to make cheese, when you eat the cheese, you're doing soysa.
With
your
mouth.
It's not a hefet all melachas, this pair. It's an interesting shayla. Can you do any melachas with the pair? I'm not sure we can. It's an interesting shayla. Right, it's a nice mutter. That's simply how that's worth telling. The mice, why I want the carry on from this pair? No, because when a person makes the mosh like a carrot, is that boiler to make? You're not making carrots. A carrot's made already, yes. It has to be, there's a boina and a soysa. So here to make cheese is boina, so the chayra to eat this cheese and undo it is soysa. Boy, chayra's got his hands. What's that? You're not undoing the particles together. You're not undoing the making of the cheese. You bring it. That's different thing. It's completely. That's why there's no problem. So you eat the cheese. You can't make the cheese on Shabbos, but you're allowed to eat the cheese on Shabbos. One thing I want to finish off with. Maybe we'll do this a bit tomorrow. It's a big shy. The Mogen Avraham says making cheese is a problem. You have to think. There's now Rabbi Yisrael. Someone's got some egg, for example, in the plate over here. Yeah? He takes the scoop and he scoops it, and packs it nicely, bangs it together to make it like a nice lump.
Ice cream.
Ice cream is not mummy, it could be, but you're not binding anything together in ice cream, yeah? The ice cream is already bonded together. In egg, you've got little pieces of egg which are all loose. You take a scoop and you make it nice and firm into a lump. Is that doima to boina or not, Rabbi Yisrael? Alright, let's leave that. What?
It's not real.
It's not real, what does that mean? Not real.